Talking about the Korean weather. Michael here.
안녕하세요. I'm Suhyun.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about weather conditions in Korean. The conversation takes place in a coffee shop.
It's between Sujin and Minho.
The speakers are acquaintances, so they'll be using honorific Korean. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
민호 씨, 오늘 날씨가 어때요?
오늘은 날씨가 더워요.
날씨가 많이 더워요?
아니요, 많이 안 더워요.
내일 날씨는요?
내일 날씨는 추워요. 그리고 비가 와요.
Listen to the conversation one time, slowly.
민호 씨, 오늘 날씨가 어때요?
오늘은 날씨가 더워요.
날씨가 많이 더워요?
아니요, 많이 안 더워요.
내일 날씨는요?
내일 날씨는 추워요. 그리고 비가 와요.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
민호 씨, 오늘 날씨가 어때요?
Minho, how's the weather today?
오늘은 날씨가 더워요.
It's hot today.
날씨가 많이 더워요?
Is the weather really hot?
아니요, 많이 안 더워요.
No, the weather isn't that hot.
내일 날씨는요?
What about tomorrow's weather?
내일 날씨는 추워요. 그리고 비가 와요.
Tomorrow's weather will be cold, and it will rain. Suhyun, I've heard that there are three special days that mark the beginning, middle, and end of summer. What are they called?
Well, we have 초복, 중복, and 말복. They literally mean the beginning of the summer, the middle of the summer, and the end of the summer, respectively.
And they are following the lunar calendar, right?
That's right. That's why the dates change every year. They usually take place between June and July in the lunar calendar, or July to August in the solar calendar.
Listeners, Korean people believe that the best way to fight against the summer heat is to have hot, nutritious soup. So you'll see long lines in front of restaurants that sell chicken soup on these three holidays.
That's right. And since we believe hot foods are so beneficial, we make the dishes even hotter by adding spicy ingredients, as in samgyetang, or chicken soup with ginseng.
Eating hot soup in the hot summer with hot spices. That sounds interesting. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
si.
Mr. Miss, Mrs.
Si, si.
Next we have
오늘,
today.
오늘, 오늘.
Next we have
날씨,
weather.
날씨, 날씨.
Next we have
덥다,
to be hot.
덥다, 덥다.
Next we have
많이,
a lot.
많이, 많이.
Next we have
내일,
tomorrow.
내일, 내일.
Next we have
춥다
To be cold
춥다 춥다
And last
비가 오다
To rain To be raining
비가 오다 비가 오다
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
오늘
meaning today.
This word can be used alone as in 오늘은 일요일이다.
Today is Sunday.
Or with other nouns indicating times such as 아침 and 저녁 which mean morning. And evening.
Using these, you can say this morning and this evening in Korean, right?
That's right. 오늘 아침 literally means today morning. And you can use it to mean this morning.
And what is this evening in Korean?
It's 오늘 저녁. 오늘 is the word that means today. And 저녁. Means evening. So altogether, it means this evening.
Talking about days, in Korean, there are individual words to describe 2 days ago or 2 days after today. Can you explain them, Suyeon?
Sure. In addition to 어제, meaning yesterday, and 내일, meaning tomorrow, there are words like 그저께,
meaning 2 days ago.
그저께.
Meaning 3 days ago.
모레.
Meaning the day after tomorrow.
And finally, 급히.
2 days after tomorrow. Listeners, these are commonly used in Korean, so be sure to remember them well. And what's the next word?
Next we have 씨.
This is the honorific suffix that means something like Mr., Miss., Mrs. This honorific suffix is one of the most commonly used among people of relatively equal speech level.
That's right. Koreans usually add this suffix after someone's first name or full name. What's your full name, Michael?
Michael Porter. Michael is my first name, and Porter is my family name.
Okay, so Korean people would call you Michael 씨. Using your first name and then the suffix 씨. Unlike English, you don't use someone's family name to address the other person politely.
I see. So people will never call me like Porter, then the suffix.
That's right. But if they want to be more polite, they will call you by your full name with the suffix. In Korean, that would be Michael Porter 씨.
Now on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn how to describe the weather in Korean. The weather and the temperature are always safe topics for making small talk, aren't they?
Definitely.
Okay, so let's take a look at how to ask about the weather in Korean first.
A common phrase for asking about weather in Korean is 오늘 날씨가 어때요?
This literally means, today's weather is how? Or, how's today's weather?
Let's break it down. First, we have 오늘 날씨, which means today's weather.
Although it literally means today weather, you can assume that there's a possessive pronoun
의
hidden between the two words.
So, 오늘의 날씨 and 오늘 날씨 mean the same thing, today's weather.
And next?
Next, we have the subject marking particle, 가. Then we have the verb, 어때요? Which is like, how is, as in a question.
So the full phrase is,
오늘 날씨가 어때요?
Which means, how is today's weather? Okay, if the weather is sunny today, how can you answer the question in Korean?
It's simple. 오늘 날씨는 맑아요. 오늘 날씨 is the word meaning today's weather. 는 is the topping marking particle.
You need to use the topic particle as you're talking about a topic that someone already mentioned.
Then we have the adjective 맑아요, meaning sunny.
So altogether, it's
오늘 날씨는 맑아요,
which means it's sunny, or literally, today's weather is sunny.
Or you can simply say 오늘은 맑아요 without saying the noun 날씨, which means weather.
How would you say it's raining?
You can replace 맑아요, meaning sunny, with the phrase 비가 와요, which means it's raining. Or, literally, rain is coming. 오늘은 비가 와요.
It's raining today, or literally, today, rain is coming.
Here, we use the phrase 비가 와요 instead of just one word. In the phrase, it has the verb 와요, meaning to come. In that case, you cannot say 오늘 날씨는 비가 와요, using the word 날씨, meaning weather.
I see. Does the same rule apply to it's snowing?
It does. 눈이 와요 is the phrase meaning snowing in Korean. It literally means snow is coming, with the verb 와요, which means to come. Therefore, you can only say 오늘은 눈이 와요 to mean today it's snowing.
What if you want to talk about tomorrow?
You can replace the word 오늘, meaning today, with the noun 내일, meaning tomorrow. 내일은 눈이 와요,
which means it's snowing tomorrow. Listeners, make sure to check the PDF lesson notes to learn more expressions for describing the weather in Korean. Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
안녕히 계세요. Mino 씨, 오늘 날씨가 어때요?
오늘은 날씨가 더워요.
날씨가 많이 더워요?
아니요, 많이 안 더워요.
내일 날씨는요?
내일 날씨는 추워요. 그리고 비가 와요.